Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast off! We're back, everybody. We're here once again in the spacement, and I'm so excited to have Steve Ranazzisi is here, everybody. Hello. You excited?
I am, dude. I really am. I'm, yes.
I'm glad
this
you're into
right
it.
Right up my alley, too.
Okay, good.
I appreciate it.
Had I ever, like, when I ran into you somewhere, ever asked you to do this?
Yeah.
Did we talk about it?
Once or twice.
Because I don't think we've ever actually smoked together.
I don't think so either. No, I don't think so. Oh, we did. Yes, we did.
Where?
Okay. I was doing Cap City. It was like my second weekend there. And you were popping in doing one-nighters. And you came in and did Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I did the rest of the weekend. But I came in that day. And we went to the green room. And we smoked there.
Which is why they're called that.
And then you head to the Velvet. Did you go over there?
Maybe.
But
the Velveeta room.
Yes.
Yeah, but I love Cap City. I was just there last Sunday.
Awesome.
And the day before that, I did. Have you ever been to LOL Comedy in San Antonio?
No, I've never been to San Antonio.
I was on stage there. Last week, I wore these glasses, these shitty, cheap sunglasses on this show. And then I left them on the table and left and then flew out of town. So I was like, you know how it is when you don't have sunglasses and you're
need
at
em.
The fucking airport and stuff. And
those ones, perfect. Exactly. That'll do.
Exactly. But I just didn't run across sunglasses in my travels. So I was doing a show in San Antonio and I was on stage and I got a guy up on stage to play around and do something with him, but he had these on.
Okay.
And I was like, those are great. Can I try those on? He was like, sure. And I was like, oh, these are amazing. Can I keep them? And he's like, sure.
What?
And so now I have this guy's expensive.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say you stole them, but you really kind of did steal them.
I kind of did. I mean, but he could have said no. He could have said no.
I don't
want you to keep my sunglasses.
But he felt in the moment. And I think he felt probably, you know, if you, mm-hmm. you said no, the 400 some people would have booed him.
Yeah. 400 exactly. How'd you know the size of the room?
I don't know. I figured that's your huge draw. That's right
impressive.
Around.
Yeah. That's what I love about that room is it's so big. Like if you only had like 100 people in there, it would feel terrible
because
it's got high ceilings. And
I want to go down there. I've never been to San Antonio.
Oh, you got to go. And it's only, then you can only, you only have to drive an hour to get to Austin. So mm-hmm. it's great to link them up because some people from each will drive to the other and mm-hmm. they don't seem to have problems with each other. It's not like Dallas and Fort Worth hate each other for some reason.
Really? Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they
yeah,
won't
yeah.
go, people from one won't go,
go to the other.
Other
one, yeah.
They're like, come over here. It's like, it's 45 it's, minutes.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so today it's going to be, and of course you guys know Steve from the league. How many seasons now? Seven?
We did seven, yeah.
Seven seasons on
yes.
the league. And we'll do his plugs where you could see him do comedy at the end of the show. I never like the plugs right at the top.
Because people
are scrambling for a pen to write down, like,
oh, yeah,
we
yeah,
haven't
yeah.
done anything funny yet.
Oh, I thought you were saying the guests want to leave then.
Well, yeah.
We're
some
good.
People do their plugs
yeah,
and
like,
leave,
you know
and
what?
They don't even smoke.
I'm out.
They
See
don't smoke
later.
At all.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start smoking
at the end, yeah.
right at 420, because it's always 420 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, 420 somewhere.
Today, it's going to be 420 right here, because it's 418 right now. And also up in Vancouver, Canada, obviously, because they're just straight north of us. Whitehorse, Canada. We'll be celebrating 420. And then for people who can't sleep in places like Abu Dhabi, Russia, yeah, all these crazy places, it's going to be 420 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Russia.
I get a little
get down with it.
I get a little weird level of excitement every time. Oh, there's the alarm. It's real quiet for some reason. My alarms go up and down. I don't know how to control them. It's on vibrate too, so that's why I noticed. So it's 19 minutes after the hour. So in just 1 minute, we'll start smoking.
Okay.
I've loaded up all these things with sativa because we always just assume
That's good.
Comedian types prefer up. Sativa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have a gig tonight?
I do.
Yeah,
yep.
There you go.
I do. So, that's perfect.
So go hard with the sativa. It's awesome. A sour diesel today.
Nice.
And we have Afghan Kush standing by if you want to just knock yourself out. And today's strains are provided by Nature Made Wellness Center out in Ontario, Greater Ontario, California. So go check them out if you're out there.
Yeah,
if you're in Ontario, don't do meth. Go see these guys.
Is that the Inland Empire?
Uh-huh. The Empire, as I like to call it.
The Empire, yeah.
Yeah, they struck back. Yeah, so go ahead and pick anything that you'd like to smoke out of.
Let's smoke already!
Let's do...
That was Bender from...
Look at this. This is beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead and hit that thing.
Fire it up.
Give it a whirl.
This is awesome.
See what happens.
That's the real deal.
Yeah, that's fun because it's a, it's a pipe, but it's also a bubbler. So it's a fun piece. Somebody was complaining recently.
This is a good one.
Somebody complained that there wasn't enough smoke in the air on the show, that you can't see the smoke enough. Seems pretty smoky to me right now.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Because I started smoking pot like later in life, so I don't really know. I didn't do the research. Like the water in this kind of, what does that do? Doesn't bring as much smoke into your lungs? Is that it? Bam!
It just makes for a smoother hitting experience. Not in like a bong. Someone's complaining, we should get a bong in here, just a big old giant bong.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had one for a while. I broke the last one.
I have a nice 2-footer glass one.
Yeah?
Yep.
Hit that hard?
I do.
You live here in L.A.?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I smoke a lot, but my wife doesn't smoke because...
My wife?
The last time she ever smoked, it was 1998, New Year's Eve, and my friend had a 3.5-foot bong, one of the like those novelty size ones.
Sure.
About 11:30 at night, she pulled a bong hit, and everyone was kind of just talking, and then all of a sudden I go to the kitchen, she's sitting there by herself, right? And I go, hey, what's going on? It's like almost, she's like, no, I'm gonna go up to bed. Completely fine. And I'm like, really? What are you gonna go to bed for? She's like, well, I'm gonna die tomorrow. And I wanna get a good night's sleep because I have some stuff I wanna do. I'm like, oh, really? You're gonna die tomorrow? She's like, yeah, I have a brain tumor. It's right here, I feel it. So it's gonna kill me tomorrow, so I'm gonna go to bed early. And I was like, okay, I'll walk you up to bed. I walked her right up to bed, she fell asleep, had no recollection of the next day, hasn't smoked pot ever since.
I can't ever blame a person for wanting to get a good night's sleep before they die.
Of course, the day before
you
they
wanna
know
be well
die.
Rested for that. You don't wanna be like, oh, I'm too tired.
Yeah. Oh, today's the last day.
Ugh, ooh, so exhausted.
I can sleep in.
If you knew you were going to die the next day, how could you even be the most restless sleep? Like, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it. We like to ask people their high history, and you sort of just told us because
I need to have my whole own high history.
Because you said that you started late. How old were you when you started?
Well, I smoked a couple times in high school.
Right, the old try it. And
yeah.
Doesn't really take.
Then college was sort of not an everyday thing, but parties and, there was like three or four times a week. And not for a while.
For my first 4 or 5 years, I just smoked whatever it was available.
Yeah.
And I became that annoying guy that was always like, hey, where's the weed at?
Yep.
And then, I started buying my own and just officially just gave in and became a person
smoke. Yeah, about 5 years ago is when I was like, okay, I enjoy this and... I'm gonna get a license.
Oh, so you were a little bit into the league when you decided? Or
no, I mean, I
about the same time.
Right around then, I was like, I enjoy doing this, and I'm going to get, I'm gonna get a license and just do it correctly, so that mm-hmm. I, feel like a better citizen, I guess that way. But this is, I enjoy the different strains, and I can sort of, I have a good control on it, but. Yeah, it's fun. I mean,
and that's your favorite way to smoke is just out of a pipe.
Yeah, I like a volcano. I
love the volcano.
Yeah, I like that.
The bags make a lot of noise. We use the bags on when we do a show in a theater live.
Do you
live.
Make them really big?
Of course.
You can, yeah, novelty size those bags.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like Jiffy Pop or something.
Yeah.
But we use those bags in the live shows in the theater because we can't light things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we still want to get everybody really high.
That's great.
And the volcanoes are great.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's just, except for all the, you know, like it's my volcano that we use on the show, and I don't want to carry it around everywhere, so the production has it.
Yep.
So I don't have it in my home, and sometimes I miss it. Because when it's just right there, and you can just turn it on, and
it's so
go brush
good.
Your
the
teeth while the bag
right
fills up.
The first time I ever used one, I was in San Francisco, and I was doing the punchline, I went to a shop, and it was one of those shops where you can buy and then go in the back and try, and they had these things, and I was like, I don't even know how to work this, and the guy showed me, he was real chill, and just the bag filled up, and I was like, holy cow, this is unbelievable.
Then what temperature do you put it at?
Usually around 365.
Interesting.
Why, is that too high? Jesus, I feel like I just, no?
No, it's just that the dial, you probably have digital.
Digital, yeah.
The dial on mine is just.
Oh, yeah, that's the
it's
this
just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I think.
Yeah.
And so I put it on like 6.5, I think.
I actually bought two. Well, I bought two, but I. When Ari Shaffir moved to New York, I was with him hanging out, and he's like, I need to get one of these. And we were out, he didn't have his wallet with him, so I bought it. It was like $6.75, and then he completely, we got back, we used it, and then we went our ways.
It was $675?
It's like $675. The digital volcano one?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, this was probably 3 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was coming down.
Then it was like like 2 months ago, he was like, holy shit, I don't think I paid you for this. And I was like, yeah, you didn't.
The doctor would the doctor that I got my medical card from when I went in, because I dragged my feet for a long time on the medical thing too, because I was just like, I'm a white guy in LA, I'm not having trouble smoking weed, and but you know, when we started to do Super Jaime, we were like, well, it's important that it be legal, obviously, for filming it and everything. So I went to the doctor, and it was one of the shadiest ones, because, you know, you have to go to one every year here.
Yeah.
And I tend to see different ones each time, because even if you go to the same building, there's a different person in there doing that job. And they're always somebody that's like, they've got a white smock on, sometimes a stethoscope.
I always like to see, I've gone a couple different ones, and I like to see, like, the seriousness in which they take it. Like, I've had a guy come in, fill out the paperwork, like the whole blood pressure thing. And then I've had other guys that are just like, whatever. I've Skyped my last two. You can Skype if you go before. If you do it before the date, you can Skype it with my doctor. Yeah, boom, over the internet.
That's crazy.
They send you the thing, you go pick it up.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Done. My guy's Van Nuys, I think.
Can somewhere. You record your Skype while it's happening?
I don't know, I don't even know you could record Skype.
I don't know, that's what I'm asking. Can what? You?
I didn't jerk off.
You know, because you can like, that's one thing I recently realized, that if somebody sends you a Snapchat that's super dirty or something, just fucking take a picture of it while you're looking at it. You got to be fast. You got to have good reflexes, but
yeah,
it's easy.
I don't know if you can record something though.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. Because nobody's going, sure you can. So I don't think you can. But you know what I mean? Like also like on your phone, if you're having a conversation with somebody, you could take a picture of them. You know, while you're having the FaceTime conversation.
Sure. I mean,
so that's so like if they're like naked or something, you know, they just think it's just immediate and it's not going to be permanent. Because that's my whole thing is tricking women into being naked. So I take a picture of them.
I went to a game.
That's all right.
A football
I'll
game.
I'll write it down.
Where I got in last 2 weeks in Denver and I got high and went to the bathroom. And then I was talking to my friend, and I was like, would it be funny if, what a horrible idea if while you flushed the toilet, it also took a picture of your dick and then sent it to all your contacts at once?
As what like, if that happened?
What, no, like if they invent, like that would be the worst invention, or the best invention ever, or the worst invention ever. If it just took a picture of your dick and then sent it to all your contacts.
Is your face in the picture too?
No, just your dick.
But it's your contacts, so they're going to assume it's
everybody
your dick.
Everybody in your contacts.
Yeah, they're going to think it's your dick. Like, but some people send other dicks. Some people, like, you could totally stunt dick it, because, like, rarely is a guy's dick and his face in the pic, right? It's usually just his dick.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Weiner wasn't, like, face
no, I think
and
he was,
Weiner.
No, I I think his was wiener, face and wiener.
It was?
Yeah, because then
he
like
that's
his
when
whole
he could
body.
Finally no longer say, hey, I, you know.
I think there was one where he showed
like
his
face. Because he kept saying that he was being
body.
Tricked or that it was a. It was,
yeah, and then he was like.
Because it is, you know.
Oh, that's
you
me.
Could always plausible deniability with a, just a picture of a dick. You could just say, that's me or not me.
Yeah.
If it's the right color, you know.
Shade. Sometimes it's the shade. The shade's off.
Anthony Weiner got in trouble for sending out a black dick picture. No, the thing I wanted to say was that the doctor that I saw actually recommended buying a volcano because he says it's better for yep. your lungs because it's vapor. And he said, think about it like buying a television set.
You invest in something nice that you
like
to
just
do.
It's just something that you're going to love to have around. It's going to bring you years of pleasure.
I've justified that, and it has. I've had one for 4 years. The thing, I had it in New York. It was my house in New York. It was like 5 degrees. It was outside. Never broke. Never. Always did the job. Now it's here. Always. It's great.
But that was the extent of, that was his complete medical advice to me.
Oh,
was
yes.
go buy
just
a volcano.
Yeah.
Here's your license. We wanted to film it for the movie, but at that point, nobody would even let you film
really?
The doctor's appointment.
I feel like it's gotten less shady, but I don't know. I've Skyped my last two, so he looked normal, you know.
It's a combination with each one of them, I think, of seeing a marketplace where you can make a lot of money because you can see you can have so many appointments in a day.
Sure.
You know, you could just sit there and just write out
plow them
things.
Through, yeah.
Yeah, and they always have people helping them, so it's like, it's not labor intensive. And then also, they just might be hippies or pro weed enough that they do find it important, and they
yeah.
do like giving, especially like the people that are getting it just because it's going to be recreational, and they're just saying, oh, I've got this problem or that problem just to get it. You know, I'm sure the doctors aren't thrilled that scenario exists,
but
the cancer patients make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people that are coming in there that are really in pain.
Yep.
That should make up for it enough that it's like, okay, let's let these other scamps get
Absolutely.
Away with this.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that legalization is starting to flip everywhere.
It is.
That's the hope for this year in California.
In New York now, it's legal, but it's not smokable, only edible.
Right.
And I think there's like two dispensaries.
It's like something nobody could have kept track
exactly.
of anyway.
Well, yeah. So
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's edibles are the go-to when you're going to be in a police situation.
I know.
You know, you just, because I've never had anybody take an edible and say, what is this? Because it always looks like whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
A Tootsie Roll or a
gummy bear.
You know, some of them, I don't like the way some of them have labels on them that are just very explicit about what they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I travel
this one's real
with those.
Small, but I can't read most of what's on that label.
I mean, I travel with those, and those are the ones that it's like, yeah, no, it's a bag of, you know, it's a cookie wrapped up. That's all it is.
Like, what does that say on it? Can you read it?
Jumbo. It's some sort of spray.
Jumbo.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's got to be louder next time, and you got to read
this.
You got to be on it, especially when I already pointed to it, but you knew it was about to pick
I've
it up.
I've never done the spray. Is it?
I was just trying to set you up because we've got this thing where this guy goes Jumbo.
Okay.
So if you'd have said, "What is this?"
What is this?
Then he would have suddenly yelled Jumbo.
There it is.
And it would have been so much fun.
This is great. Gosh.
It's my own version of a prank show. Like, the pranks are so dumb.
That was like, you're too much tuna like, right there. Like, you just jumboed me?
It's like this thing here. We always give this to everybody.
What's this?
It's a lighter. Be careful because the flame comes out of his head when you twist his arm. When you give him a Ronda Rousey arm bar, his head catches fire. The other arm.
This way?
Yeah, either way, I think. But
yeah,
it's crazy. And it's dying because we've been doing that a lot.
This is awesome.
For how many episodes now has the monkey been in our lives?
She's.
But what do you think of it when you have to describe
Where
it?
Where do you
like
put it
you
in?
First pick Oof. It up, what does it feel like?
Right there. Butane, right? Is that what you shoot her with?
Ass.
It's like an ass.
But what does it feel like to you, that thing? That's what we try to get people to answer that question.
Feels like a heavy nut.
He said heavy. Heavy monkey.
Really? I love it. Boom!
Boo indeed.
Look at that.
That's better.
Oh.
People are working here too. I love it. Yeah, we were using it. I had this thing for a few weeks when they would say heavy monkey.
Is it the Vuvuzela?
That's exactly what it is. And a couple of people complained to me. They're like, bring back the air horn. The air horn
you
is
get that,
more fun.
The air horn.
Oh, that one. Oh, Jesus.
You don't like that one?
No, but I was on a show recently app. Where somebody can make that noise perfectly with his own mouth.
Oh.
And it, when he did it, and it was like, it freaked everybody out. It was so hilarious. Now I can't remember who it was. It was in San Diego, and I can't think of the dude's name right now, but I'm going to find it out during the break, or I'm going to forget about it entirely. We will be right back.
It's time to talk CISO. CISO is a premium comedy streaming channel. S-E-E-S-O. It's on demand, 24/7 streaming comedy, anytime, anywhere. It's curated for the comedy connoisseur. You know who you are. Original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more. It's only $3.99 a month. No joke, no ads, ad-free, countless hours of premium HD comedy. Never before seeing new originals, new comedy added every week. Try it now for free. All you gotta do is start as a guest. No credit card needed. They've got lots of great content, including the UCB show. You've heard me talk about UCB Theater in New York and LA, and how I love all the people involved in those places, and I have them on my shows all the time. Well, the UCB show is a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, Amy Poehler, Matt Walsh, Matt Besser, and Ian Roberts. I've smoked with a few of them. I'm not going to lie to you. And you're going to love their show, and you're going to love CISO. Go to CISO.com and start watching all the comedy you can stream for free. CISO.com. Stream free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Are we back?
Yes.
We're back, you guys.
Tweeting.
We're on our devices.
Retweet.
Letting the world know about stuff.
Letting the world know that we are...
What is up?
Neglecting you.
Yeah. we should be concentrating on the show.
Thing.
Yeah, but I really want to find out that dude's name because it's really bugging me.
Which guy?
The guy that could go, boo, 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 boo. Like he made that noise like perfectly with his mouth.
I know the sound is annoying, but... The app, there's an app that like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want it. Like,
it's
be
such
some,
an
if I,
fucking
if you were
annoying
shopping and you
sound.
Heard someone's phone ring, was that?
Oh.
You would want
I
to
hate,
cut their head off,
I
right?
gotta say, I'm not a fan of the old school telephone ring on somebody's phone.
What are you talking
that's
about?
That's really loud.
The
just
old
a
ring?
Oh. Yeah, just, and, but it's always super loud, and it always just makes me go, like, I feel like I'm a time jumper.
Yeah.
You know, like, why is that sound of a phone suddenly happening?
It's so,
it's like you don't see anybody dialing a phone like
yeah.
that ever. But so you shouldn't also hear the noise that kind of phone makes.
My friend's got Tony Soprano's ring from, remember his when his cell phone rang?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I should, but I don't.
Beep, 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 beep.
That might be one of those things that I got, you know.
Yeah.
I got out of my head because that was the right thing to do.
That one got deleted,
file? And the right time to do it, yeah. I'm never going to find that guy's name. I'm going to stop. We've got 2,372 people enjoying, or I should say watching. That many people have it turned on their thing. I was told by our house medic that, we have somebody standing by, so smoke... You know, as much as you want.
All right.
You can pass out, and we got somebody that's going to come by and go, yeah,
great.
It looks like he passed out. offer you a lozenge. But what was I going to say?
Originally, you were going to find out what the guy's name was, but we got past that.
I thought we got past that.
We did. It's done.
Okay. So yeah, people are asking questions on tweets. Johnny Hemp 1. I don't know, that name gets through all the time. Probably because his questions are so good. Do you have a favorite moment from the league? I guess he means on cameras, a favorite scene.
Sure. There were a lot, but I'll say my first favorite moment was we had shoot the first like six episodes. We were shooting the last episode, and you just found out that Paul Scheer's character had won, but Nick Kroll's character Ruxton was claiming victory for it. So he's running around the house, and it was the last thing we were shooting in a day. And he comes over, and I'm supposed to hand him a sandwich. And the first take, Nick, because we improvised the show. Came over, goes, I won, we did it, I did it. And then he grabs my face, because my hands were tied up, grabs my face and just kisses me. as hard as he could. And everyone laughed, it was great. And everyone was like, all right, so now I'm preparing. I don't know him that well. I'm preparing for a different type of kiss. We do the take again, it comes over. He goes to lean in for the kiss and he punches my dick and balls so hard and got every piece of meat that you could possibly hit. And I had everything, because my hands were up and I buckled down and then I came up and I just said, I hate my friends. And we used it and it broke. And I remember Nick laughing so hard and then coming over and being like, dude, I'm so sorry. Because you know, he was like, I know this is the funniest thing that I can do. It doesn't matter. I'll deal with the consequences later. But he was apologetic for having done it to you know, not a stranger, but, and it was, and I knew at that point, I was like, holy shit, we're gonna have a fuck, if they let us do whatever we want like this, we'll have a blast. And we did.
But that was it for the ball punching?
Like, yeah, I mean, that was, that,
because that was the one, like, yeah, yes. It wouldn't be funny another time.
No, he would never have gotten away with it again. Even if he just flinched at it, I would have always.
You're not gonna, yeah, you wouldn't stand there like that.
I was wide open.
You were just ready for it.
And it just.
That's like the guy that like lets you drop in the catch me game.
If I was like this, and then you just blasted me.
Well, don't drink and smoke at the same time, then. You'll be safe. Micah Sherman was the dude's name. And it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And he just made that noise and it was amazing. So good for him, right? Let's do the state of pot, which is where we just take a look back at the results from the last episode. Oregon was the state that the most people watched this program. Oregon's 9th win total, and it broke DC's 5-show streak. But DC came in second, so don't cry for our state capital.
I just went to Portland for the first time.
First time ever?
In like, yeah, my life, but like about 2 months ago.
Oh my God.
It was
amazing, right?
So much fun.
Where'd you play?
The Helium.
Helium, it's a gas.
Absolutely.
Sounds so natural when I say it. And California got finally beat by a few states this time. It dropped to number 8, California. California's always in the top 5. And
cocky fucks.
Maine and New Hampshire jumped in.
There's that Bernie Sanders
was
love
that,
right there.
Was that because John DiMaggio is such a kind of, it was John DiMaggio and Open Mike Eagle were the guests.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was so fun. This is more fun though.
Could be awesome though than Bernie Sanders though. Bernie Sanders, you know, does well in Iowa.
Right, Bernie Sanders
Maine.
Is just, maybe when people click on Bernie Sanders shit, they somehow find this show.
Yeah. Very progressive.
This show is an anti-Bernie Sanders. I'm not necessarily pro Bernie Sanders.
I mean,
I'm just like anybody but the, you know, the Republicans.
Sure.
I'm hoping even I'm Bloomberg even. I don't give a fuck.
Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Very
weird, right?
If he just came in.
He's going to be independent. Trump's going to be independent eventually because
like
he's going to get tired
of. Bloomberg's just going to be like, here's a billion. I'm all in. Let's just see. Let's have a personality contest.
Yeah, because Trump's going to go independent, I think. So that's going to be really weird if there's two independents that could actually get votes, and then a Democrat and a Republican. Somebody's just going to squeak by with the win.
A four-way?
Well, it could be.
I thought
it could stretch out like
isn't
that.
Isn't there a minimum you have to get?
No. There's tons of stupid little parties that put people up for president that you don't even. You know, you'd barely even hear about.
No, I'm saying, isn't
it?
There like a minimum of the population that you have to get?
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
because
maybe.
There's a minimum amount. You have to get a certain amount of electoral things. But like, if it's split three ways evenly and you never got to that number, I don't know. How does that work?
I don't know. I think Congress gets to decide.
Holy
that's not going to be
guys.
Good.
Let's figure this out.
You have to have 15% in the caucus.
You have to have 15%?
No, I'm talking about the general election.
Thanks, Daniel.
Let's just say Hillary Clinton.
So glad you rushed in to
Hillary
do that.
Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Marco Rubio run against each other. And it's an electoral college three-way split. Isn't there a minimum you have to get to get the number?
Maybe
of
they'd
electoral?
Have a runoff between the top two or something? Or
it's always been like 2-2, and then there's always like Ross Perot got like a certain amount of people. But what if it was a legitimate
I'm sure it's a whole complicated thing, like they bring out a chalice and they do a prayer and then they everybody has to stay up all night, they all wear their jammies.
I have the information.
Oh, he has it, here we go.
The 12th Amendment says if the Electoral College fails to elect
select a president or vice president, then the House of Representatives will select the president, with each state delegation having only one vote.
Got it.
It's a mess.
Oh, boy.
Total mess.
That'd be a nightmare.
Let's do it.
But I guess that, I mean, theoretically, that just isn't going to happen. But,
no.
But Hillary's slide lately is really alarming, because it's really kind of making it anybody's game since there's not a lock anymore.
But you know what, though? That's good. Would you, if you're rooting, again, Democratic, wouldn't you rather her sitting there have to, like, you know, go at it a little? It's not going to be easy in the
no,
general
I know,
election.
But I've been dying to see her and Trump have to talk to each other. That is going to be the most fascinating thing.
It will. it will. I mean,
because I don't like either of their personalities much. You know, I disagree with one more a little bit politically, but I kind of agree with both of them, because he was always a Democrat, and he's still in the back of his mind, probably doesn't give a shit about a lot of the things he's saying he's for.
Yep.
He just saw an opportunity, like, that if I just step up and I'm a Republican, I can get those people.
Yeah.
Like, he knew his fan
I
base.
I wish Chris Christie and Kasich got a little more I think those guys are a little more even-keeled on that side, but...
Well, Kasich, I like the best, I guess, of those, if I had to pick. But Chris Christie's he's my mortal enemy, because he thinks this should be illegal.
Yeah.
What we're doing here.
Sure.
And he also says things like, you know, over my dead body, will marijuana become legal in New Jersey? It's just like, oh, my God. It'd be so hard to kill that guy. How many times do you think you'd have to stab him before? he could probably hold so many bullets in that body.
Sir,
you can get in trouble about saying something like that about somebody that's a sitting official, right?
I don't know how high up.
You got to be all
the
top.
He's a governor.
Yeah, as a governor.
Or is it president?
Don't threaten governors, you guys.
No more.
Don't,
from here on out.
Don't listen to me.
And also, don't always vote third party.
Yeah, that's
always
a weird.
Vote third,
that's
third.
A weird one.
Why not?
Well, because you know, sometimes it could tip it so that the dark side wins.
You'd have to get everyone to vote third party, and that'll never happen.
It's hard to get, but I don't think never is the right. It's going to take the right candidate. Like if Trump had started out independent and just stayed there, like if he just stayed in his own lane, like if he just made speeches everywhere and wasn't involved in any of the Republican
circuits.
I don't think
he thought he was going to get to where he, I think honestly
I don't know.
He's like.
But just off of his celebrity, he could get pretty far, and also off of how entertaining he is to everybody, you know?
Probably like, was just trying to promote another season of Apprentice. It was on the ledge.
Well, now it's like, he got fired from that right away after the comment about Mexicans being rapists.
So that probably got him pissed.
And then now they got Arnold Schwarzenegger as the new host of Celebrity Apprentice, which is going to be...
They're doing it here.
Ridiculous.
They're doing it here.
In Los Angeles?
LA. Yeah.
I cannot wait to see it.
It's gonna be gorgeous.
You are dismissed. Hasta la vista, baby.
He's gonna say hasta la vista, baby, at some point. Of course. Somebody. Might be the thing he says every week, because he might want to rebrand it and not be
you're
fired. Hasta la vista, baby. They have to have had that discussion already.
Episode one.
And every commercial break, when they go to commercial, I'll be back. It's like, it's pre-writes itself. Pre-writes.
You think I'm gone, but I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Don't change the channel.
I can't wait to hate that show. I will watch every episode.
Yep. Do you watch a lot of, like, a Bachelor and stuff like
that? I used to watch all that shit all the time. And then, kind of like before that, I used to play video games all the time. There's always kind of something that takes up all my time. And now it's, you know, podcasting.
Yeah.
And smoking weed. But
I like HGTV sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's mindless stuff to me, but it's
it's just weird. Like I used to watch poker all the time.
Oh yeah.
On TV.
Oh, that was
constantly. And
I kind of
went back to it recently. I caught some poker on, like, there was a celebrity poker thing, and I knew all the guys that were playing.
Yeah, Phil Ivey.
No, you know, Kevin Pollak and the celebrity table.
The ones
table.
That they used to do on, like, NBC?
No, it's this new one where they took five pros, played against each other, and five celebrities, and then the third episode is, like, or I don't know how many episodes they did because I didn't get to watch all of it because they suddenly cut away to, I was watching NBC Sports. Uh-huh. So after a couple great hours of poker, then they go, now off to golf!
Yeah.
Like, oh, God damn it. But because I wanted to see more of it because, you know, Don Cheadle, Kevin Pollak, Norm MacDonald, Hank Azaria, and one more. Shit, that was so good.
Yeah, those, I played, like, those years that were so popular, I'd play and you'd watch it.
Brad Garrett,
yeah.
Boom. So those five guys were playing, and so it was just fun to watch them play poker against each other, mm-hmm. and, you know, and see all their cards and, you know what they were, you know, like, one point Kevin Pollak made a really smart fold,
yep.
but never revealed his hand. The rest of the table didn't know.
Did you ever watch
what a smart he is.
Did you ever watch that late night one where the pros would bring, like, a million of their own dollars?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that real was, money. I would go play. To bed at I night love, to that. That was, I would, that I would be like, I'd show. Watch that till I fall asleep.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to love that shit. But the point of the whole thing that we were talking about is I just go through these waves of shit that I do too much
stuff?
Of. And this last year...
That's okay, though.
Last year, I challenged myself and I did it. I saw 365 movies I'd never seen before.
Oh, my God.
In 1 year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy because I had 60 movies to go in
mid-December. Holy shit.
But I just watched movies just very randomly and movies that I wanted to see. Like, obviously, I saw every single one of the things that are in contention for the Oscars now because they were all out in December. Mm-hmm. And I was just seeing everything I could, you know, and also just trying to keep it interesting for myself. I didn't want to watch shitty movies.
Yep.
But out of 365, I think I would give a recommendation, like, to 80 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't. That wasn't good.
So you feel
good,
like,
batting
yeah,
average.
That 280 hours was just sort of,
It was fun and timed. Interesting and also just a challenge to myself because it's, you know, it's just interesting to, because the previous year I had made the challenge that I'd see that many movies and I was so far behind mid-year I just gave up. So it's like, you know, it's like those people that, like, you know, they have a shot at the Olympics, they don't get in, they wait 4 years.
Yep.
Gold medal. I gold medaled in my own stupid watching movies challenge. Let's do some pot topics. Time is flying by right now, and there's so much going on. I've got like eight pot topics here.
Pot topics.
Ooh, let's almost Gabe the Magician this shit, and I'll fan them out, and you'll pick one, and then we'll talk about it. Not the Poke Bowl advertisement.
Man,
this is fun. This is going to be a fun way to do this.
What is this stuff called? Man.
Jumbo.
See, once we did the Jumbo, they were really not ready to do it again. They didn't know that was going to happen again.
Figured I'd...
But for those just tuning in, that might have been pretty hilarious. okay, so pick a card.
All right.
Any one of these. We're going to talk about it. Bam. Oh, wish it wasn't that one.
Shit, why?
Is it? Do you want to set it
marked?
Up? I'll set it up.
Go for it.
Washington, D.C., as we mentioned earlier, the Democratic-controlled Washington, D.C. City Council has unanimously passed a bill that will study how the city could implement licenses for businesses that wish to allow smoking, paving the way for potential pot clubs in Washington, D.C. That would be so effing sweet.
Pot
to just
clubs.
Be in D.C., just go into a place to sit around and smoke. That's a fun town to be high in.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Because it's a beautiful city and historical, of course.
I do the D.C. Improv usually around June or July every year, and I love it. I go down there and I...
Yeah, I did July last year. It was amazing.
And it was great. You walk around the city, so beautiful, and the crowds are always so great there. And that would be a great city to have that option in. That'd be like San Francisco of the East Coast then.
They unanimously opposed it like 1 year ago. Just in 1 year, they were like, okay, let's maybe do that. Let's go.
I know it's pretty liberal there to try to, like, you know, they're pretty okay with it, but.
Yeah, they're real okay with it. They legalized it.
Yeah, that'd be an awesome option.
It's pretty hilarious to me too, because, like, you know, politicians that are against legalization have to work in the city and be a part of a system that's, you know, saying it's okay. Let's do another one. That worked out great.
Good.
Oh. That was so good. I want to blow my vuzuvula. Vuzuvela. Do you remember, like, when at, soccer, football, when they would, everyone in the stands would have those, like, yeah, in Brazil, and they'd all blow them the entire game?
I mean,
it's the most annoying sound.
Yes, it was.
It's like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
I know. It was like people were like, are there flies there? Is that,
yeah,
like, the cicadas?
It was the most annoying.
Coast,
yeah,
like,
I
probably
hated
had cicadas, you know, those, yeah, annoying bugs.
I couldn't stand it. I'd still watch the games, but then, and then they just took them all away from everybody, and now, yeah, it doesn't happen anymore. So weird. Because the whole time I had my own, so I was always kind of like, oh, I hate that sound, but I do own that instrument.
That didgeridoo is annoying too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We probably haven't been smoking enough, and we'll have to get to this pod topic, okay, right after this break, because it's time for another break. We'll be right back. It squeezed in a pod topic.
I'm Dan Levy, and I'm the host of Baby Talk. What is Baby Talk? I'll tell you. It's a show where I take my comedian friends and bring them together with little children, and a bunch of weird shit happens.
And I'm DJ Jensen Karp. You see, for the past 3 years, we've been doing a live show over at the Meltdown Theater in Los Angeles.
And we thought, how can we make less money? Let's put it on the internet.
So we've taken our strangest kids from the live show and paired them with our favorite broken comedians, and we filmed 9 episodes for you to watch online.
It's an original show that seems very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things, because it is very similar to Kids Say the Darndest Things.
And you're gonna love the show, even if you hate kids, especially if you hate kids.
Have fun watching, it's very funny.
Well, if you remember, we saw you, I think, 3 weeks after I gave birth,
yes,
at a wedding.
Yeah, it was not, and you were not, yeah, great then.
We
I
were
barely
not
remember
great
that. Yeah. Like, the first 2 months have been erased from existence. Like, I was been in a coma, but the coma was just dealing with a 2-month baby. Yeah.
And I saw people, you didn't do this, you were so sweet, but I saw people, I couldn't stop talking. I just couldn't stop talking. And I saw people at that wedding back away from me. I'm not ready to be out with people.
Jason, do you see them less?
Well, it's interesting. I will say this. My life, relatively unaffected by their baby.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Hey, welcome back to Gigantic Dinosaur Who's Horny. Our guest today has been Steve Ranazzisi, who you can see at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. That's a beautiful, yeah, massive venue.
Big, big place.
Yeah, yeah, so that's next weekend, February 12th through 14th. Oh, Valentine's
Night. We're going to do a show.
Oh,
it's
ladies.
Beautiful. Bring your boys, bring your friends, bring your girls.
Yeah, that's going to be... That'll be fun.
We'll see.
You know, you're married, so you got a lot of things to say about Valentine's Day.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Why not?
And then you'll be at Zany's in Nashville, February 18 through 20.
Yep.
That's a great club.
Absolutely.
That's super fun. They got like a drunk driver character falling out of a car, drawn
those
on the wall.
Great old headshots at that place.
And old headshots.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a headshot.
Old headshots.
Yeah, it's
nice.
A great old headshot buffet. Steve Ranazzisi on Twitter, RANNAZZISI. I'm going to be in San Diego on Wednesday, February 10th, doing Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Club. It says American Comedy Club. It's American Comedy Co.
Co.
Oh, have you tried this thing?
Nope.
Just press the button. It's delicious. It's a Honey Farm Faber Pen. American Comedy Co. in San Diego. That's February 10th, and I've got shows coming up in Fort Lauderdale, New York City, San Jose, Denver, and more. DougLovesMovies.com. You guys know where to go to merch. We'll get merch, buy cards, subscribe and like. And what's on your card there, Steve?
Oh, okay.
Did you like that, by the way, this thing?
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. This is Adults versus Teens. A new study shows that use of marijuana is increasing among adults, but decreasing among teens. Data from the National Survey on Drug Use
going in the right direction.
And Health shows that over the past decade, marijuana use has significantly increased among adult ages 18 to 25 and 26 and older, even though cannabis use for the young people aged 12 to 17 has decreased. Their perception of the risks of using it has decreased, suggesting they may be more likely to use it in the future.
Sure. When they're older.
Yeah. When they're at the proper age.
It's not for children. It's not for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they, you know, and the, some kids will sneak it and try it and like it or not like it, but it's just, it just happens
naturally.
I have
two sons, and I'm going to treat this exactly the way my father treated alcohol. It was like, you are, you know, you're going to get it when you're ready to get it, not when you say you're ready to get it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And they, you know, they could either figure out a way to get it without you knowing or, you know, or not. And it just, you know, depends on the kind of kid they are, you know.
Exactly.
Like I tried it in high school, but my parents didn't have to worry about it because I just, it just didn't take, you know.
Exactly.
They should have been worried about me, you know, driving home from the bar at 2 in the morning, which I did frequently in college.
Really?
You know, I've definitely driven drunk in my life. And it's way different
that.
Than driving high, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's crazy how different it is. Are you ready to see a magic trick?
Please, I'd
All
love
right,
to.
Here you go.
My goodness.
It's game time.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, shit. Thanks. I love any this card, shit. Any right. card.
Any card?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, memorize it. Show it to that camera
okay.
over there.
Ooh.
Good one.
Okay.
All right, place it back here.
Okay.
You can just put it on
right
top.
There.
I'll cut it back into
Got
the
it.
Center. All right, give them a shuffle. Couple of cuts. All right, now tell me when to stop anytime.
Stop.
Okay, right there. I'm just going to listen to the cards for a second. Okay, I think I got it.
Fucking nailed it, man.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
Yeah. That was in one of the reviews. That's in his bio.
And you know what?
Fucking
I'll be honest.
It,
at some points, I was looking for, like, I wasn't really looking at your hands. I'm looking to, you know, other places, and I didn't see any shit. But that was real. Good job.
Yeah.
Magic.
You didn't see anything.
No, that was amazing.
Yeah, you just did.
Thanks,
it.
Man.
Thank you for being here. And being a great
blessed.
Guest and smoking a lot. If you could sign that for us, we'll send it out to somebody.
Yeah.
And what should I hit as we go out here?
Can I hit that pen again?
Yeah, you can. Isn't it good?
I like this.
Those are tasty and smooth.
Yep.
I like them, and they're great for, you know, when you're out in situations, you know?
When you got to be professional.
You know, or, you know, Disneyland.
Absolutely.
You know. You go to the smoker's area out of respect,
this
even
is a
though
great
the smell
one.
Is delicious.
Great. This is, I like this.
All right, I'll hit that again.
Yeah. It's blueberry?
I'll go out on this. Thanks, Steve.
Thank
Steve Resnizzi, everybody. Resnizzi. And next show is, we're not sure exactly, but we got some, we're definitely going to do like a show a week for the next few weeks because we got some great people lined up. But the only day we're sure we're not going to be on next week is Wednesday because I'll be in Sweet Home San Diego. But all the other days are up for grabs. So it could be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Just come back to, you know, my page here at youtube.com/Doug Benson. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.